In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. During the Nativity Fast, you may notice that there are very many prophets that are commemorated, and that's because as we prepare ourselves for a Nativity, we look back at the Old Testament, especially to those that foretold the coming of Christ. And among those prophets is the prophet that we commemorate today, the prophet Habakkuk. Also, you see his name sometimes as Avakum, which is the Russian version of his name. He was a contemporary of the prophet Jeremiah, and he lived during the time before the Babylonians came and destroyed Jerusalem and brought the people into captivity. He lived at a time where the kingdom was in decline. It had sunk to a very low level of spirituality. There was evil, injustice, and morality rampant. And so he begins his prophecy by asking God questions. O Lord, how long shall I cry, and thou wilt not hear? Even cry out unto thee of violence, and thou wilt not save. Why dost thou show me iniquity, and cause me to behold grievance? For plundering and violence are before me, and there are they that raise up strife and contention. Therefore the law is slacked, and judgment doth never go forth. For the wicked doth compass about the righteous, therefore wrong judgment proceedeth. In other words, the people who are doing right never prevail. Those that are doing evil seem to be triumphing at every turn. There is no justice. And he's been praying to God that he would deliver his nation from this, and yet it doesn't seem that God is listening. But God answers Habakkuk, and he says, Behold ye among the heathen, and regard and wonder marvelously. He's addressing the nations at this point, but he's answering Habakkuk's question. For I will work a work in your days which ye will not believe, though it be told you. In other words, this is such an amazing thing that even if I told you, you wouldn't believe it. For lo, I will raise up the Chaldeans, that bitter and hasty nation, which shall march through the breadth of the land to possess the dwelling places that are not theirs. And he goes on to describe what a fierce and terrible people the Babylonians were. He talks about their horses being swifter than leopards, and fiercer than evening wolves. He talks about how the Babylonians will scoff at kings and capture every stronghold. But then Habakkuk asks the question, well, the Babylonians are a pagan people, so why would God allow the Babylonians to triumph? He says, Wherefore lookest upon them that deal treacherously, and holdest thy tongue when the wicked devoureth the man that is more righteous than he? The Babylonians are even worse. Will this evil nation continue to destroy and devour people without end? And then he says to God, I will stand upon my watch and will set me upon the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. In other words, he's going to keep vigil and wait for God to respond to this question. St. John Cassian in his conferences quotes one of the fathers of the desert as saying that this refers to the spiritual vigil that we keep. We, of course, keep vigil literally when we're at church, when we have a vigil. But there is a spiritual vigil that we should obtain at all time. We should be watchful and in prayer. And when we're watchful and we're at prayer, that opens us up to hear what God has to say to us and to reveal the things that we need to understand. What will sustain you when trials and tribulations come in your life? It's prayer. And so that's one of the reasons why it's so important that we have a strong prayer life. God replies to Habakkuk again, Write the vision, and plainly upon a tablet, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for a time, and it shall rise up at the end, and not in vain. Though he should tarry, wait for him, for he will surely come, and will not tarry. If anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him, but the just shall live by faith. Christ is being foretold. That is what he's to write down on this tablet. And he talks about that though it tarry, or he tarry, he will not tarry long. Wait for him. He will come. And he says, if anyone draws back, or if anyone shrinks back, or is faint of heart, wavers in their faith, my soul has no pleasure in him, but the just shall live by faith. The just live by faith and not by sight, even though they see all these terrible things happening in a given time, even though they might not see that God immediately upholds the right and punishes the wicked. The faithful know that God will do these things, and they're able to make it, that faith is able to carry them through these difficult times. God also tells Habakkuk that the Babylonians are going to reap what they've sown, because the Babylonians were a tool that God used to punish the Israelites. But because of the wickedness that they themselves inflicted upon the people, they themselves would suffer the same fate. It says in chapter 2, verse 8, because thou hast spoiled many nations, all the remnant of the people shall spoil thee, because of men's blood and for the violence of the land, of the city, and all that dwell therein. In verse 15, he says, woe to him that buildeth a town with blood and establisheth a city by iniquity. These are words that should cause us some concern, because unfortunately we live in a time of spiritual decline. We live in a time where immorality is on the rise. And since abortion was legalized in this country, we've killed about 30 million innocent children in this country. And so we have a lot of innocent blood to answer for, not to mention the times when our country has gotten on the wrong side of a conflict and killed innocent people without just cause. We have a lot to repent of as a nation, and even though we may not personally be responsible for these things, we should ask that God would forgive us as a people so that we would not suffer his righteous wrath. God goes on to talk about the coming redemption that the people of Israel would see. He says in verse 14, for the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. If you can imagine how the sea covers the land that's beneath the sea, that's the way the knowledge of the glory of the Lord will be in that final day. This chapter ends with these words, the Lord is in his holy temple, let all the earth keep silence before him. In other words, God is on his throne. We don't always understand why God allows things to happen, but he has his own purposes in history, and they're not always revealed to us. But we have to have faith that he knows what he's doing. The final chapter of Habakkuk is what is known as the fourth biblical ode. When we do canons, like at Matins, or anytime you see a canon in your prayer book, when you see the fourth ode, you'll notice that there is what's called an irmos. The word irmos means a link, and it's a link to this biblical ode. In Great Lent, we still do this on certain days during the week where we actually chant the biblical odes, and then at a certain point we intersperse the Triparia of the canon. So this irmos links the theme of the Triparia that we say with the biblical ode. And so when you see the fourth biblical ode, you'll see the name of the prophet Habakkuk very often mentioned. But when his name is not mentioned, there are allusions to this chapter. It's a very beautiful chapter, and I would encourage you to read it. But it begins with these words. O Lord, I have heard thy report and was afraid. I considered thy works and was amazed. Thou shalt be known between the two living creatures. Thou shalt be acknowledged when the years draw nigh. Thou shalt be manifested when the time is come. When my soul is troubled, thou wilt in wrath remember mercy. And then he goes on to foretell the coming of Christ, and in fact, the virgin birth of Christ. In verse 3, it says, God shall come from Teman, and the Holy One from a shady, densely wooded mountain. Now, Teman is a reference to the south, and Bethlehem is in the south part of Israel. And when it talks about a mountain densely wooded, the fathers say that this is an uncut mountain. You might have ran across that phrase in some of the hymnody of the church, the uncut mountain. In other words, the trees in this mountain have not been cut. And this refers to the Virgin Mary, from whom Christ came in the flesh. In verse 13, it says, thou wentest forth for the salvation of thy people to save thine anointed. The fathers say when it refers to save thine anointed, it's not referring to Christ, but it's referring to those people who will receive God's grace and mercy. And then at the very end of that chapter, we have Habakkuk's final response to all that God has revealed to him. I watched and my belly trembled at the sound of the prayer of my lips, and trembling entered into my bones, and my frame was troubled within me. I will rest in the day of affliction from going up to the people of my sojourn. Blessed Theodoret says that this means that he would not live to see this prophecy come to pass. He would be at rest when these things would come to take place. For though the fig tree shall bear no fruit, and there shall be no produce on the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall produce no food. The sheep have failed from the pasture, and there are no oxen at the crib. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and he will perfectly strengthen my feet. He will set me upon high places, that I may conquer by his song. We live in a time of increasing trouble. As I said, evil is on the rise, and we see injustice and morality exalted while morality is mocked. We increasingly see in our society open rebellion against God. But we have to have faith that God is not mocked. Justice will prevail in the end. Our hope is not in the ultimate triumph of the United States or in any other earthly kingdom. As St. Paul says in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 14, here we have no abiding city, but we seek the one to come. Our faith should not depend on whether things are going well around us. We should, like Habakkuk, stand upon our watch and pray and keep our eyes on the God of our salvation. And no matter what may come our way, if the crops bear no fruit, if there's no animals in the pasture, if we have nothing, if everything around us fails, our faith should stand firm. We know that God is our strength and he will guide our steps and that we will conquer by his song. Thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.